Thanks for tuning in to this local radio station for the good stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, wishing you all a happy Veterans Day and, of course, encouraging you to salute and say thanks to the veterans that you know in your life, your family, wherever they might be. And please plan on attending a Veterans Day service somewhere in your community today. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, one of our sponsors here for the Good Stuff radio program, invites you to check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Maybe an ice fishing trip for this coming winter time, spring turkey hunting trip, something like that. Or maybe you're starting to plan next year's vacation. How about a tube trip down the Niobrara River? Or check out International Dark Skies at Merritt Reservoir. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
You said ranching? Well, grab your hat, because you can dive into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insight. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Okay, Kim, what do you have to share on this Veterans Day? Did you pick out something for us?
I do have something picked out. This is by Rod Nichols. It's called Apples, and I think if you're patient for a minute, you'll see it fits perfectly today. We were crossing the country by troop train. My brother and I left our seat. As we'd walk up the aisle, the soldiers would smile and hand us some fruit for a treat. My mom said that we shouldn't take it, but Dad said to leave us alone. Those boys, don't you see, are the reason that we are willing to fight far from home. I'll never forget what my dad said or soldiers I met on that train. That memory will stay till my last dying day, though I never saw them again. I bought a train ticket last summer, and walking up aisle, I could see some soldiers in green with a seat in between, so I asked them to hold it for me. I came back with armloads of apples and spread them around on that seat. It must have seemed strange to those men on the train. An old man would bring them a treat. Rod Nichols actually wrote that in 2000.
Oh, that's a nice one for our Veterans Day program. I have something that I started the other day, and I thought maybe I'd kind of finish that up. It doesn't have to do with veterans, but it just has to do with etiquette rules that you probably didn't know, but you probably should. Okay, so I left off on one of these that says you keep your shoes polished at all times. Remember that?
I do.
Okay, here's another one. You wait to be addressed in formal settings. You hold eye contact during handshakes. You ask about others before talking about yourself. You walk beside your guest, not ahead. You write handwritten thank you notes. That's a big one. You leave space in group conversations. You wait until everyone is served. You compliment character, not appearance. You dress for context, not attention. Some other etiquette rules to follow. You speak only when it adds value. You gesture calmly without pointing. You use linen napkins, not paper ones. Well, unless it's a picnic, then maybe you get by with that.
Absolutely.
All right. You check your reflection in private. And another etiquette rule to wrap that up, you remember names and use them. Very important. So just some tips there for you on some etiquette. A lot of you probably knew most of those, but maybe there's a couple out there that they're new to you.
You know, it's very interesting. Etiquette used to be taught like in schools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now you hardly ever hear the word.
Can't even spell it.
Oh, phone smarts. An elderly woman preparing to move into her daughter's house called the phone company to disconnect her phone. However, the customer service rep informed her that since the phone account was opened in her husband's name, he would have to be the one to put in the disconnect request. The fact that her husband had been deceased for 10 years didn't seem to make a difference. Well, the widow said, then I guess I'll just stop paying the bill. To which the customer service rep replied, if you do that, it will ruin his credit.
Oh, no. Here's something that I found out the other day. You know, one thing that no one mentions when you start getting to be an adult and you get a little bit older is how much time you can actually debate over keeping a cardboard box because it's a really good box.
I am horrible about that. What is it about cardboard boxes? Good. Shoe boxes are horrible.
You just need to think, okay, I got to get rid of this, or I don't know, I might be able to use that for something.
That's going to fit a perfect purpose.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it, please, and include the author, if you know who it is, to KimHBurge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.